All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining me Thursday night. Interview number two, I have Mackenzie Green from Howell Jr. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me.
How do you think, Howell's off to a very good start. We're a little over midway through the season. How do you think the team's playing?
I think the team is playing very good, given the circumstances of COVID. Mm-hmm. But we have a couple games left, Jackson Memorial, so... Let's hope we get past them.
Yeah, that's going to be a very good test.
Yes.
Because they're around the top 10, probably 10 or 11. Depends what poll you look at. And, I was saying, I had Caitlin on, before soccer season. And I had your Howell, with all the returning seniors and, yourself, you played a big role last season with the team. I was very high on your team coming into the season, and Howell was one of the teams I was disappointed with COVID and the shortened season, because yeah. I think could have had a nice little run, especially in your sectional. Now, Howell's part of the Freehold School, Regional School District. How did you handle last year when COVID hit? One day you're in school and the next day you're not. How did you handle that transition from being in school to virtual learning?
I definitely was nervous because, I was like, what the heck? My sister's a nurse, so I was like, what's going on? But I definitely adjusted.
Now, how did Howell, and I forget, because, I interviewed a couple, Jess from Marlboro, but that was a long time ago. How did Howell do it last year at the end of the school year? Was it basically you had to be on, Zoom or Google Meet classroom at certain times, or did you just get assignments?
Yeah, we just got assignments and we had to finish them by 3 o'clock.
Did you find that, I know, you have another year till you're in college, but I would find that beneficial to learn time management. Did you find that?
Yes, 100%. It definitely helped me.
Yeah. And then, we'll talk, you had a weird, at the end of the year, because you got hurt. We'll talk a little bit about that when we talk about last season. Mm-hmm. First, how old were you when you started playing basketball?
I was in kindergarten.
Oh, so you started young, because
basketball
kids kind of start a little later than, soccer, or because, they get a little intimidated with, high hoops. So did you play any other sports?
No.
So it was just basketball straight through.
Yep, just basketball.
What made you love the sport so much?
Definitely my dad. I was in eighth grade.
Did he play at all when he was younger?
Yeah, he played baseball, basketball, and football.
Back in the day when everybody played more than one sport.
Yeah.
You don't see too often. So he was a big help, I'm guessing, being an athlete. That's good. Do you have any other siblings?
Yes.
Sister, nurse.
I have my oldest sister is a nurse. She played basketball till eighth grade. And then my other sister actually played at Howell and played in college.
Do you ask the sister that played in college for pointers or advice? Does she get to any of your games?
Yeah, she does. Well, now she's not allowed to because it's only parents.
But
she definitely does watch all my games, and she came out to every single one last year.
That's great, especially, when your family, especially siblings. Are you the type of sister that if she has a vice or a critique, do you take it in, or do you kind of brush it off, get angry?
I definitely take it in, because I have a lot. I tend to ask my sister instead of my dad, because my dad just it's just easier to talk to my sister. So I always take in her advice because she's my sister.
That helps, especially, she played in the next level. How old is she?
She's 23.
Okay. So she's finished with college and stuff. Okay. How about your parents? What have they meant to you? You said your dad was your coach up into eighth grade, but, I know, playing sports today takes a lot of time and effort for the parents too, getting you everywhere.
Yeah, what
have your parents meant to you, and as far as your development?
They meant so much to me. My dad, he coached me obviously till kindergarten to eighth grade. So, and he still coaches me from the sidelines sometimes. But they meant so much to me during my career.
What does it mean that, you know, finally, you know, your parents, you know, we get some spectators in the gym, that your parents are, you know, not even just for you, for, you know, your teammates as well, because it has to be awkward playing, you know. It was a little awkward me sitting there, you know, empty gym. And I have to say, the benches have been a lot more vocal.
Yes.
You know, even the games I stream and watch, you hear the benches a lot. But what does it mean to actually have your parents in there, you know, being able to watch you?
When my parents came back from, like, I think it was last Saturday at the township,
mm-hmm.
and it was the best feeling. Like, because they haven't been in the stands, but it was the best feeling to see them in the stands.
Yeah, that's great, because, you know, I've had debates with, you know, people think they deserve to, you know, they should be able to go to games and stuff, you know, not parents. And my thing is, gotta get the parents in before anybody, because especially the senior parents, because, you know, some kids aren't going to be playing basketball after this year, and and having senior night day and stuff, you know, that just, you know, it means a lot, especially, you know, the players I talk to, you know, all they want is, you know, their mom or dad or even siblings to be able to get in and watch them play, you know, their final high school games. Do you play AAU?
Yes.
Who's your team?
I play for BBA, but they just recently combined with a Nike team. It's called Team Final.
Okay. Who's your coach?
Coach Sal Roccobaldo and Coach Amir. I don't know his last name.
Who are a couple, any teammates from the Shore Conference that I would know that are on the team?
No.
Okay. Where are they located at?
It's like, some of them are from like Camden Catholic.
Okay.
Like Eustis Prep. All that's like the schools down south, I think.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know a lot about AAU except for if you're Bells or Shore Shop, basically. Yeah. And Team Rio. And Team Rio.
Mm-hmm.
So how, what if they, the coaches, you know, for your AAU have meant to you in your development?
They're the best. I played for them in ninth grade because I played with my dad till eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely have a lot of confidence in me. Like, I stepped up as a player because I was new.
Mm-hmm.
So they're amazing. They're like my best friends, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's great, especially, you know, when coaches, you know, you can say that about a coach, because, you know, I know other AAU coaches that, you know, they have that type of relationship where they're players, where they're kind of like their best friends, and that's how they could get the most out of you too, you know, being that way and stuff. Now, switching over to high school, you know, you're coming into Howell as a freshman. What are some goals you set for that you wanted to achieve, not just your freshman year, but throughout your 4 years at Howell High School?
Definitely, obviously, like, academically, to do great in every single year that I have. But for freshman year, for basketball, I wanted to make varsity, which that unfortunately didn't happen. I was on JV. But that was like my only goal for basketball.
Just talking about, you know, grades first. How are your grades?
Very good.
Yeah. Okay. Good. You can get, I say this to everyone, you get further with your grades than, you know, any sport could take you. So, you know, and, you know I repeat this almost every interview, but you girls today, so impressive that you keep such a high grade point average, and you play, you know, basketball, or, you know, whether it's a soccer player I'm interviewing, and you play at such a high level. So you end up, any highlights that you had? You know, I know you didn't make varsity your freshman year, but any highlights you had for the JV team?
Definitely making friendships. Like, all my friendships have grown since then. So, like, with upperclassmen, like, the people above me, all my friends are upperclassmen now because of JV.
So your freshman year, which, any upperclassmen that you were able to lean on or ask, you know, if you had questions or, you know, issues that you, if you didn't understand something that, you know, that the team was doing, that you were able to go to and that helped you out?
There was a senior, her name is Alexis Post. I was really close with her when I was a freshman.
Okay.
So I would go to her every time I had a question.
It makes it easier too if you get a close, you know, especially as a freshman, you know, I know it could be intimidating. But if you have an upperclassman, especially a senior, that could show you the way or help you along the way, it helps. And then you remember that, you know, when you become a senior next year, you know, to be there for any incoming freshmen or, you know, even sophomores, because
because
this year's freshman class, they're not having your normal freshman year as you would normally have. Yeah. So moving to your sophomore year, what was something you wanted to improve on going from your freshman to sophomore year?
At the end of the freshman year, I went to Santo and I asked him like what I could have improved on. And he said that my defense I had to improve on. So I definitely need to improve on my defense. And I want to start varsity and make varsity.
Now I saw, you know, you and Howell play a couple times last season. And I would have to say you probably worked on your defense because that stood out to me. The games I went to get, you know, you got your hands. I saw you play against Marlboro and Freehold Township, both the home games. And I know Marlboro is a very good team. It was an ugly game, but you had a knack of getting your hands in the passing lanes, especially on top, and, you know, creating some fast break points. Was that something you worked on, you know, from your freshman year to sophomore year? And you have a pretty good three-point shot, too. I think you might, if I remember the stats, you led your team last year, maybe in three-point goal. I think so, if I remember correctly. So was shooting always a strong part of your game? Okay. Good. Yeah, that's what – so at the end of last year, I did, like, different lists, like three-point shooter, you know, post defender, perimeter defender. I also did top 10 like underclassmen that I definitely wanted to see how they developed the next year. And I had you on that list because you stood out the games I went to. And it was, you know, and like I said, it was the defensive end, you know, you had a nice shot, but you know, I always favor defensive minded players. So, but that's, I give you credit, you know, you go to coach, say, you know, what do I have to do to improve? You know, some kids, especially freshman year, might be, you know, nervous to do something like that. So I give you credit. What were some highlights you had your sophomore year?
Definitely making varsity and starting.
Okay.
Definitely that.
And that's pretty good because, you know, last year was a heavy junior class, you know, this year, you know, a lot of them are seniors. Now, unfortunately, the end of the season, you got injured. What was your injury?
I tore my ACL completely.
Okay. Was that in a game or?
Yeah, it was against Toms River South.
Okay. So what did you have to have surgery?
Had surgery.
Okay. Now, one thing that stood out, you know, during the summer league in Point Pleasant, every time I was there, you were there cheering your team on. And that, you know, it's just the summer league. You know, we got a pandemic going on. To me, that said so much about, you know, the culture at Howell High School, what he's building there, and just your, you know, your support to the team. And, you know, even though you couldn't get on the court yet, you know, you were there showing your team the support they needed. Is that something you always, you know, you always feel it's good? And I think that's also good, you know, you're going to be a senior next year. You're showing the underclassmen, you know, what it means to be a team player, whether you're on the court or not. What kind of rehab did you have to do after surgery?
I had to go to physical therapy 3 times a week.
Okay.
And then out of physical therapy, I would just work out on my own at home.
Okay. Now, when I had Coach Santo on for the preseason interview, he said the delay of the season kind of helps. Like, they always knew you were coming back this season, but it kind of helped where you didn't miss any team. Was the rehab and physical therapy tough at first?
Yes, 100%. It was very hard for the first couple of weeks because you lose complete, like, all control of your leg. You can barely even move it. So it was definitely very challenging.
Yeah, I give, you know, I know a few soccer players had that injury, and it doesn't sound pleasant. So, being, you know, a young kid like you, you know, scared at all a little bit? Was it scary?
Definitely my first game coming back, especially the tryouts, but... Huh. I play like I don't even think that I tore it.
Yeah, that's, I would guess, you know, the first couple minutes, and then, you know, you get into the swing of things and it's completely forgotten. You're just playing, you know, you're a kid again playing basketball. Talk this season a little bit. Did you think the season was going to happen?
No.
No?
But it definitely worked out to my advantage.
You know, it's funny. I asked that question whether it was soccer related or basketball related, and it's 50-50. No or yes. No or yes. So, it did, especially because the case count was increasing while we were getting closer to the start of the season, and I could see why basketball players did not have the best optimism about the season going on. What did you do? Usually basketball starts December 20th around there. What did you do to keep not just physically prepared or mentally prepared when the season did finally start, knowing that it kept getting delayed?
I kind of just like worked so hard at home. Like I got cleared late December, and usually our tryouts are like right after
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. So I just worked so hard at home, like every single day. I ran every day. Everything just came together, and I'm so happy it did.
Did you think when, tryouts started and the practices started, did you feel out of shape at all?
A little bit. Definitely a little bit.
Yeah. Players that weren't coming back from injury said they felt out of shape because I think a lot of players were focusing on the individual drills and not forgetting about the conditioning with, everything going on and all that. What was something you were looking, you talked about what you wanted to improve on from your freshman to sophomore year. What was something you wanted to improve on? You started as a sophomore, obviously, strong senior class coming back. What was something you wanted to improve on this season?
Definitely making myself an all-around player and shooting more for myself.
Okay. That's good because some players should be selfish sometimes. And, I was watching one game and I team was very good passing. And I just felt the team just kept making one too many passes and it was messing up. So, you got to be able to pull the trigger, especially somebody who has a nice jump shot like yourself. Talk your relationship with the seniors, especially, everybody know, Gresko and Leary and, Bruno's such a good player. What's your relationship with those girls?
They're my best friends on and off the court. They're my best friends.
What have you learned from playing with Gresko and Leary?
Definitely like always to be super close with your teammates and always to lift them up when they're feeling down, because they've always had my back for everything.
Is that something, next year you're going to be, the senior leader of the team? Is that something you want to carry on and show the underclassmen too?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Next year we're hoping everything's back to normal. What are you hoping to achieve your final, season at Howell High School?
To just win as many games as possible and to score double digits almost every game. I'm trying my hardest this year, but
Yeah, this year is so it's so weird this year. But your team has had a couple really good wins, because Central, you guys just beat Central twice, and they're a very solid team. I want to talk. I was at the Red Bank regional game. Just talk that game a little bit, because tough way. It goes to overtime, and losing by one foul shot with one. What I think it was 1.6 seconds left. Chloe hit that foul shot. Was it? I mean. That shows the major steps that Howell's made the last couple, playing, because RBR, their preseason top 10. What does it mean, show where this team has come from, the past couple of years to take a top 10 team to the limit like that?
It definitely shows that, like, just because we're like down low, like if we're ranked like a bad number or whatever, we can definitely be the underdog in a situation like that. And it shows that, like, because Township lost to them by three, like we can obviously beat Township, and we beat Township, sorry.
It talked talked that Township and how that's since I was a high school kid, that's the rivalry. And I know Gresko, Leary, they play AAU with a couple of those girls, so there's a close relationship, and some of those girls are actually Howell girls. Just talk, that bond you have with the Friel girls, and what it meant. Because last year I think they beat you both games, right? And you were able, I think you only lost by 5 the first game this season, right? And then you were able to beat them the second game. What does it mean being able to split with them after, you know, losing both the year before?
It was a great feeling. It was the second game we won. We were so happy because in the 4 years that Grace, Gresco, and Bruno were there, they have not won against Freehold Township.
Oh, not one? Oh, so, wow.
No. So it was like a great feeling for them to win because it's their last season playing them. So
that, that makes it even that, you know, that much better. Before we, you know, we talk your future goals and stuff like that, you up for some rapid questions?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. What is your favorite color?
Red.
Red. Okay. What's your favorite TV show?
Criminal Minds.
That is the first show that I've gotten Grey's
Anatomy.
Yeah. Every girl, and I find that funny because that's been on for, you know, how long? You kids were probably 1 or 2 years old when that show came out, and you know that's your favorite show. I never watched it, but I guess it shows how good of a show that show is.
Yeah, I'm not a type of girl to watch that kind of stuff. It's not my.
Yeah, I could. I just know it's a doctor show.
Yeah.
How about favorite movie?
Definitely like all the Marvel movies.
Okay.
And Just Go With It with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Somebody else. You were gonna say Rachel Green from Friends, weren't you?
Yeah, from Friends.
Somebody else gave that movie. Who was it? A couple of interviews ago, somebody else said that to me. It took me, because that's been around for almost over 10 years now too. So. Yeah. How about favorite song, or if you don't have a favorite song, like music group?
My favorite song was definitely Heartless by Kanye West. I listen to that song every single game, every single time before a game.
Does that pump you up? Is that your pump up song?
Like any song by Kanye West pumps me up. I don't know why.
How about your favorite number?
32.
32? Okay. Yeah. Is that your AAU number too?
Yeah.
Okay. Why is that your favorite number?
It's my dad was 32 his whole career in basketball, baseball, and football. And when he played in college for football, he also was 32. So.
What position did he play football, college?
I have no idea.
Should find that out. 32, was that? That's either probably defensive back or a running back, I'm guessing, if you go by.
I think he was a running back.
Running back, yeah. 32 is usually like one of those two positions. What's your favorite subject?
English.
English, okay.
English.
Last one. Other than basketball, what is something you enjoy doing with your free time?
Working out.
Yeah.
I worked out all the time. Like, and when we were in lockdown, I would just go in my basement and run on the treadmill.
Okay. That's good. Stay in shape. Keep that, even when you get older, keep that as a goal. Now, we'll talk your future. You know, you're a junior looking at colleges. What are some things you're looking at? What, you know, that like colleges, location, like that kind of stuff?
I definitely want it to be close to home, like not too far, but not too close, like maybe like a 3-hour drive, but definitely not too big.
You smaller school?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I went to Rutgers, but I think a smaller school it's better too. I like smaller school. Do you know what you want to study?
Like medical science, medicine, or whatever. I don't know what it's called.
Okay. Do you know what you want to be when you
physical therapist?
That's tough. That's a tough subject. I have a friend that's a physical therapist, and she had to put a lot of work in, put it that way. So that's why I said, you know, you girls are so impressive. You know, you want to be physical therapists, doctors, lawyers, and I say it every interview. When I was in school, you either played sports or you were book smart. You did not have both. Last question, then, you know, wrap up. I like to ask, what advice would you give yourself, your younger self?
Definitely not to let people walk all over you. Like, I was too nice when I was young, and I had to learn the lesson. Also learn from your mistakes, because that was a huge deal for me when I was young.
That, you know, that's good advice. And another thing, you know, if you know you made a mistake, you know, you learn, you know, admit it, and you know, that's how you learn it. You know, don't try to. I see it at work all the time. People make mistakes. They try to hide it, and they don't want. You know, it's easier. The consequences aren't as bad if you admit it. You know, it's a teaching thing, and that's it. So, all right, Mackenzie, I appreciate you joining me, you know, tonight.
Thank you for having me.
In this really wonderful weather out there. So when's your next game?
It might be tomorrow, but if it's not tomorrow, I think it's going to be Saturday. I'm not sure.
Okay, and tomorrow's Jackson Liberty, you said.
Yeah, Liberty.
Do you girls have a game plan for more?
Yes. We have, I think, next, like, Monday, I think we're playing Jackson Memorial.
Oh, Memorial, too. Yes.
Well, Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. So you got both Jacksons coming up. So yeah. Two good matchups for you. And a win against Jackson Memorial probably get you girls maybe in the top 10.
Definitely.
So you know, keep riding the wave and just be, you know, we're happy that the season just keeps going. And we'll see what kind of postseason, what the pods, right? What do you, are you a fan of the way they're doing the postseason in the Shore?
I don't even understand it. All Santa told me was that we're going to be in pods with like 8 teams, I think he said. Yeah. But I don't understand it. I'm going with the flow.
It took me 2 weeks to understand because nobody can answer whether it was going to be just the pod winner going into like the top one. But it's not, because with all the cancellations, you're rescheduling against teams outside your pod. So, you know, you might only end up playing a couple games in your pod. So there's some kind of voting, and, you know, it's going to be 1 through 8. And then there's going to be a second pod, you know, 9 through 16, which to me, I'm kind of a fan of like that, because, you know, a team like Howell, good chance of winning pod number 2, but, you know, what are your chances of being St. John Vianney? Mm-hmm. Like, what are the chances of anybody actually beating St. John Vianney this year? But
yeah.
So, you know, I hope it's something they consider going forward, you know, where they do something like this, and it helped get teams ready, you know, for states and sectionals too, you know, add in a couple more Shore Conference playoff games. So, yeah, and it was very confusing when it was being explained to me. So, all right, Mackenzie, I'm going to let you go. Thank you again for joining me. And
thank you.
Good luck for the rest of the season. And hopefully I can get into another game.
Thank you so much.
No problem. You have a good night.
You too.